Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent with us as always, and that is Kathy Cacciola. Good morning, Kathy, and how are you?
Good morning, JR. I am fabulous.
This is it.
Deadline. Last day. Today's the last day for annual enrollment, what we call AEP, for Medicare. However,
that is the
just
however.
Because it's the last day of Medicare annual enrollment does not mean that you're stuck with what you have or you can't make a decision.
Right.
So January 1st through March 31st, you can go ahead and make another change. Conversely, if you have to do something in between that time, and it's really only a couple weeks, or after March 31st, I mean, this state has declared disaster areas and we're in one. So we're able to use that special enrollment period for folks that have that are outside the regular enrollment period. So don't panic. You're good. A lot of folks are going to hang on to what they have this year and just see what happens, because the Inflation Reduction Act changed drastically.
Well, you're talking about changing the landscape of this stuff, right?
It did. It changed a lot about how your Medicare Advantage plan is going to work. And that affected primarily the prescription drug component. Now, whether you have a standalone prescription drug plan or you have prescription drugs within your Medicare Advantage plan, that's been affected. So from 2003 until 2024, when you went to a pharmacy, Medicare kept a ledger on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So when you went in, let's say you paid $45 for a tier three drug. Well, Medicare would go back to that store that you bought it at, that drugstore, and say, what do you sell it off the shelf for? And then Medicare would record the retail price, what it sells off the shelf for, on your ledger. So let's say it's $1,000 for even numbers.
Yeah.
Then when you reach $5,035 in retail, then you were in the donut hole. And the donut hole, you paid 25% of the retail cost. So last month, you might have paid $45 for your drug. This month, you're paying $250 because now it's 25% of that retail price. January 1st, 2025, that changes. How it's going to change is the calculation is changing. They're no longer going to record the retail price of that drug, although Medicare is still keeping a ledger on your behalf.
Right.
Now they're recording what you pay as a copay. It also includes what the plan you're on pays on your behalf, whatever percentage that is. And then when you reach $2,000 in copay, then you pay nothing, zero, the remainder of the year for your prescription drug. That's how it's going to work starting January 1st of 2025. It did not just affect, you know, the prescription drug component. All of these plans had to cut back on benefits.
Yeah. No choice.
Some rather drastically in order to preserve cash to pay whatever this is going to cost them. And nobody knows for certain what this is going to cost in the end. It's going to be a learning year.
Yeah, gosh, yes.
So my estimate is that this year there's been changes in all of your plans. I mean, all of the plans, but it's minimal compared to what it'll be next year. I think they're going to have to cut back a lot more just to make sure that they're able to comply with the Inflation Reduction Act law.
Do you think that was a mistake with this Reduction Act?
I think that if they were going to do something like this, they have to fund it. And I don't believe they have. They're relying on existing funds that are in Medicare.
Okay. Well, see, this is where people have to understand the fun and frivolity of these extra bennies are obsolete. Now, explain this here. This year was $5,035. Correct?
Yep. Up until, yes.
Yeah. And then you pay 25%. When does that stop? Or do you have to pay that for the rest of the year?
You had to pay 25% until you reached 8,000, which was the next threshold.
Oh, next threshold. And Right. After that, then it's how much?
5%. Oh, so that was before. Moving forward, that's gone. Now It's the Inflation Reduction Act has kicked in January 1st. Then it's a whole new calculation in a whole new way. So they have to figure out what this thing is going to cost them, and then they'll adjust the plans accordingly.
So this benefits people that are on these heavy medications of sorts, or heavy cost medications.
Really does.
And so that'll benefit them to a point, but their plan will go up as well the following year once they figure this all out. Am I correct?
Right. Their plan, they'll lose benefits on the other end. So Medicare Advantage has to provide for every benefit that original Medicare covers. That's their mandate. They have to do that. All these extra things that Medicare Advantage give you, such as transportation, over-the-counter, gym memberships, dental, vision, and hearing are not covered under original Medicare. It never was. And I have many, many people say, what about long-term care? Medicare's never covered that either.
No.
Because that's custodial care. It's not medical care. So all of these things that Medicare Advantage has been able to add as a benefit, they don't have to. That's not part of their mandate. They have to. Their mandate is they have to cover everything original Medicare covers. And original Medicare has never covered dental, vision, hearing, and any of these other things. So in the area cut, if they have to cut in order to make to meet the costs, mm-hmm. it's going to be in those areas.
Please.
Because those are the areas that are not, they are not mandated to provide.
Right. So come the 26th season, if you will, some of these things can be cut off as far as the dental, the vision.
They can. They can. And we'll have to see how it all shakes out.
We'll worry about that next year.
But
right now, this year,
currently, they did cut back on some of those benefits. I mean, a lot of the plans reduced benefits in some of those areas. And they also reduced, most of them all kept the, I think all of them kept the gym membership. But they cut back on over-the-counter supplies. They've cut back on food cards. They've cut back on all of the other things that they've offered and been able to incorporate into a Medicare Advantage plan.
I'd like to know the people that sit down to put these things together.
Well, honestly, it's called the medical loss ratio.
Okay.
So that's also part of law that was written into law under the Obamacare. So if you're a healthcare company, healthcare company, you have to adhere to the medical loss ratio.
Right.
That means for every dollar you collect, whether it be from Medicare or from the member, 80 cents of that dollar has to go to services. 20% of that dollar, it has to be used to run your business, pay agents to sell your product, you know, keep the lights on, etc.
Sure.
They can't deviate from that. So every year when they go through an audit, they have to prove what they have spent. Like they've spent 80, let's say they spent 85% on services, mm-hmm. and they only retained 15%. Well, Medicare requires they get back in balance. So they have to reduce benefits if there's a Medicare Advantage plan. Yeah. And with a supplement or a drug plan, they're going to have to raise rates. One of those things has to happen to get back in balance. So the plans out there, the healthcare companies, they're not gouging you. They can't.
No, they can't. No.
They're required by law to be in balance. So that's what happens when you get either an increase in rate or you get a decrease in benefits, is that they have to get back in balance.
Well, see, this is where if you are confused or if you need some answers, so don't fret. I know thing ends today, but you got a couple of weeks. Just sit tight. Come January 1st, you can make some changes all the way through March 31st. One, like-to-like change. So don't get unglued yet. Kathy's number is 7.
Relax, enjoy your family. Have a Merry Christmas.
Right.
A Happy New Year.
Oh, well.
All these things. Just enjoy,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No,
this.
No need getting all unglued, because right. Otherwise you're just going to just drive yourself batty. You can make that call. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Kathy's website is kecinsuranceservices.com. kecinsuranceservices.com. You can send her an email through there. You've got all kinds of information on the site to check out, past programs as well. But you can send Kathy, again, the email, make contact through there or her office. The number is 727-735-2337. We were just talking a little bit off air about how many people have come through your doors, either your doors or by phone or whatever. Quite a few people, and about 33% are making changes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There is the majority of the folks that I've talked to, they just want to know how their plan is changing. And there's a lot of them, too, that lost doctors.
See, that's a big plus there. Not a plus, but it's
a big
issue. Issue for these people going like, oh, my gosh, can I find another one?
And they said, why are they dropping doctors? Are they in trouble? No, what they're trying to do is cut costs. And there are some doctors groups that, you know, they won't accept a haircut in what their reimbursement is. And I don't blame them. You know, they work for a living too. And in some cases, it's the doctor that will drop the plan due to the reimbursement or other reasons. And then in some cases, it's the plan that's going to drop the doctor. And it's all about cutting costs, bottom line. And that's what they're all trying to do. Every single plan out there is trying to cut costs. There's one in, huge company just literally pulled out of Pasco County. So because of the cost. They have some high cost health care in Pasco County. You know, Baycare's there. They've got Moffitt. They, you know, there's
yeah.
some expensive stuff. And, you know, the population in Pasco County has just exploded.
Oh God, hasn't it though?
It has. So, you know, in some cases, they'll just pull out of counties because of they can't make the numbers work and still come in under that 80-20 rule.
See, that's the thing. And puts a lot of people in bad ways. And like we had talked about in past programs, some of these doctors can bail whenever they want, but sometimes the plan will drop the doctor. So that's a heads up. You know, if you've got a doctor that you've had for a long time and he's not going to be in there, see if Kathy can find you another option to still maintain that doctor. And so we can figure that out. You know, you can sit down there with them to see what's going on. What's the best fit for you to do?
Yeah, exactly. If it's a doctor issue and you have to find another doctor, I mean, I can help you find another doctor. If it's an issue where you want to keep that doctor, then I can reach out to that doctor or that doctor's office and find out what plans they are taking. And sometimes, yeah, you have to give up benefits in order to keep a doctor.
Well, and that's the thing.
And then you have to decide what, you know, what's important to you.
You know, that's the whole kit and caboodle is to the issues at hand. So, you know, if you need some answers, though, just make the call, you mm-hmm. know, because Kathy will be able to sit down with you and try to find the best possible way for you to continue your plan or a different plan. A lot of changes. You knew this was going to happen, and it's been a ride for the last while for this annual enrollment, hasn't it?
Every single year up until this year, benefits have gotten more and more robust, meaning you're getting more and more and more every year. We kind of got used to that.
You sure?
Like, we've got improvements here. I mean, this is, you know, they're giving you more. This is not this year and most likely next year and years beyond. I can see, unless they do something drastically to fix it, there's going to be a reduction in benefits moving forward. But it won't be in the area of what Medicare covers, because Medicare covers medical costs.
Yeah.
It won't be in that area. It'll be in the area of the ancillary
yep.
benefits, the extras. That's where they'll probably do the most cuts.
Now, like, some of these plans over the years have decided to add the dental and the vision, okay?
And hearing. So,
and the hearing. Some of that might have to be scaled back.
Yes.
And that's and because that was not in the, quote, original.
Not in original Medicare.
Right.
Although I've always believed that dental is very important.
Sure.
Because it does translate, good dental health translates to good physical health.
Preventative medicine or maintenance.
Correct. I've always believed that was one of those things. I mean, if you have bad teeth, chances are you're going to have
bad health.
Bad health. So that, I think that's important. But until they change what Medicare actually covers, that's going to be one of those fungible things
right.
that they can take benefits away or add benefits to. Hearing too. I think hearing is important for overall health. Because if you isolate yourself, you tend to be less healthy.
That's true.
Because you can't hear.
Right. That
makes sense. Think that's very important. And vision, too. I think that all three of those things are important. However, original Medicare has never covered them. And I get many, many people will call me and say, you know, Mom or Aunt Betty or mm-hmm. Aunt Joe, Uncle Joe's going into an assisted living facility. Is Medicare going to pay for that? Medicare doesn't pay for that. That's not covered under original Medicare.
Wow.
And it never has.
Right.
And I suspect that it never will.
So these people are going like, well, what do I do?
Yeah, well, what do I do? So there's a lot of things that they need to look at. First of all, if they do apply for Medicaid because they don't have the money to pay for assisted living facility or long-term care, then there's a spend down component to that. And I always suggest, you know, talk to an attorney. That if it's, you know, somebody in your family that you care about, talk to them about what you need to do in order to preserve their assets.
Yeah. Somebody's got to make a call.
Right.
You know, you just have to see what can be done for some of these people. But like Kathy just said, though, a lot of this stuff wasn't even in the originals. So don't be too alarmed if all of a sudden you say, well, what happened to it? Well, that was a gift at one point, but now it things have to be tightened up.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now. The donut hole being somewhat taken away, but it's going to cost people in the long run. And fortunately, for people that maybe are not on a whole lot of medications and such, but that's the way the trickle-down theory works.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pay for it some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So if you're not on very, you know, very many drugs, you're the one that's going to get, you know, the worst end of the deal.
Right.
Because you're not, I mean, first of all, you don't take very many drugs, but and you will, just like everyone else, lose benefits on the other end.
Right. Sit down with Kathy and figure it out. And, you know, even though today's the cutoff, but it's not cut off. You're just kind of quiet then for a couple of weeks. So you can still make that change after January 1st through March 31st. And hopefully have something in place after that so you can do the like-to-like change. If you have to go on back on original Medicare, whatever the case may be, but Kathy will sit down and be able to discuss the game plan for you to see moving forward. But you need to make sure that you're happy with what you have. But yeah, it is amazing. A lot of people decided to say, well, can the current and let's try something different. But now these people that are making these changes, are they going to a different company or is it the same company that or just scaled differently?
Well, typically it's people who are making changes to a different company.
Okay.
And it's based on the vast majority of them. I want to say not the vast majority of them. I would say about 50-50. About half of them is a doctor issue. Because their doctor either dropped it or the doctor says, I'm not taking this any longer. And about the other half is they just don't like the way their HMO works. And they go to a PPO. Or they have, there are still plans out there that will return most of your Part B premium back to you. And I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's a lot of people hurting financially right now.
Of course.
Because the cost of everything has just gone through the roof.
That's an understatement.
Groceries have just been outrageous. And most people don't have an increase in their income. So they're looking for ways to increase their income. So they're willing to accept an HMO that returns at least part of their Part B premium back to them so they can have that monthly benefit, that monthly, you know, money to use for
sure.
Other things.
I get that.
And I get that. There are people that need that.
Yeah, I get that because it's currently $174.90, correct?
$174.70.
And then it's going up to
$185. So the most any of the plans are given back is the $174.70. So in January, it goes up to $185. And if they're getting $174.70, then they're not paying very much out of their Social Security for their Part B premium.
Right. Well, trust me, if for some reason you're working somewhere and this and that, and you don't working for something that's got credible coverage and you're past 65, better make sure it's credible and don't make any drop-offs or as far as, oh, I'm going to switch a different place to work and you can't do this because this is what you need to do is ask Kathy about this because you can get caught in a mess. She has talked about these kind of stories over the years where they saw they had credible coverage or they got stuff through the VA or whatever the case and all of a sudden their Part B, the coverage that they had was not credible coverage, so they're going to be paying a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about this gentleman who, you know, he's got a younger family, so he's still working or was still working, and he kept his insurance through his employer number one. So a year into it, like in the next year,
right,
he switched to a different employer. They give him insurance right away, so he continued his coverage. Not the same coverage, but it's a different employer.
Oh, man.
And then went to another employer after that, still retained coverage. Credible coverage, you would think no problem. Social Security, Medicare is going to go back to the very first job. So as soon as they left the very first job, now they're accruing a penalty. Because you can only claim credible coverage with the same employer under the same plan. So if that changes in any way, then a penalty starts to apply. So this gentleman has got 5 years of penalties built up And he had no idea because he said, all I had to do was maintain coverage. That is not true. You had to maintain coverage to the same employer on the same plan.
Okay. Now, using this as an example, if they had more than 20 employees in this operation and this was a supposed credible coverage. Okay. But he still had to take Medicare then, didn't he?
He did after the first employer. When he left the first employer, he had to take Medicare. That was his place to go.
Okay. But he didn't take the Part B.
He didn't. No. He continued on to the next job and to the next employer, continued to, you know, have coverage through the second employer and then through the third employer, not realizing that his forgiveness for the penalty ended
after the first one.
After the first one.
And that's been 5 years. So yeah. He's paying how much per year? 10%?
10% per year for every year you weren't covered credibly.
So that's 50%.
Right.
And that doesn't go away.
Never. You pay it the remainder of your life. And I have yet to see any person forgiven for any reason. Because Social Security has hard and fast rules. Speaking of Social Security, we were talking about this earlier too, is that according to, you know, the news, the Social Security employees are being allowed to stay home and work out of the house.
Yeah.
2029.
Let me tell you.
I really think that is
this
wrong.
Current administration did that for spite.
Yeah.
Okay, to sign this into a thing. The Social Security Administration has been put on the doing it from home, remote, screaming kids. Barking dogs. And this is going to go on until 2029.
Your average wait if you're enrolling in Medicare and Social Security is 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
There you go.
I always tell people that's what you need to make sure that you, if you apply for your Medicare Part B, at least 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time. Make it 3 months, even better, because you want just a little bit of leeway. But 4 to 6 weeks is average. That's crazy. They should be able to accommodate folks in far less time.
A lot of people have gotten into the lazy mode with that to do it from home, okay? And the person that's talking to these people is not getting the attention they deserve when you got the noise in the background because they can do it from home. And lived a life for Riley in that point. Our taxpayer dollars are paying for these people's jobs now. You know, I look at it from the standpoint, and a lot of these companies are making these people get back to work. It's been 4 years, okay? Let's giddy up.
Yeah, get back to work.
And especially the Social Security Administration. I'm not going to get onto a soapbox, but these are people's lives that are on the balance of certain situations, and y'all sit there and can't talk with these people, or you got to ask the right questions, and there's no help whatsoever, and you got that in the background, et cetera. It is not right because we're paying for this, and they get to do it from home? Seriously?
I've been on hold with Social Security for upwards of 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours.
And that's not unusual before you get somebody to answer the phone. And when they do answer the phone, they'll make you a phone appointment. They won't solve your problem, answer your questions, or do anything like that. They'll just make a phone appointment for you so that they call you on a certain day and a certain time so that then they can answer your questions or, you know, do whatever that you're asking. But they won't answer your questions when you finally get them on the line. They'll just make an appointment with you.
Yeah, another easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the call to Kathy, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Please check that out as well. You can send her an email through the website. Just make the phone call. Meet her at her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. That is right there in the Forest Oaks Plaza, right down from Guido's Pizza. Can't miss it. Got a nice sign up on the where it could be at your house, whatever is the easiest. Please make that call, 727-735-2337. You're listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do this again in two.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.